In the holy name of Jesus, amen. We judge a lot. If you really think about it, in your day-to-day life, you judge a lot of things. I was at the grocery store last night picking up some things for my family, and part of the list said, get some fruit. And I was judging the fruit, picking up the bag, looking all around. Each bag I picked up, I judged whether or not it was worthy to go into my cart or not. And yet as I was tootling around the grocery store, judging prices and produce and whatnot, I began to look at the other shoppers and say, why are they wearing that? That's a lot of sugar in their cart. They don't need that. Those people don't seem in their right mind. You've done that. You judge restaurants, you judge your produce, you judge each other. It's our inherited sinful nature, and when we do this judging, we are saying that I am God sitting on my judgment seat. Today you'll notice on your bulletin in the front in Latin, it is Utica Sunday, Judgment or Vindication Sunday. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment, for in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things, says Holy Scripture. You're going to say in a few moments with the creed, he will come to judge the living and the dead. And the law of God is his guide, that law that's written on your heart and mind. So how are you going to stand in your sin before God and his judgment? By ourselves, we surely deserve death and the wrath of hell. But God deals with us differently. He deals with us patiently. He does not deal with us powerfully. If you think about those two words, power over patience, they're kind of different. No one has patient power. If you think about it, that sounds kind of weird. Power is forceful. Power mows down my neighbor. Power says, get out of my way. I have things to do. I am it. Patience only comes from God. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, of which there is no law. Patience really means that you don't matter so much and somebody else matters more. Love is patient. Yet we sin so much, I sin so much, and I don't stop sinning against God or against others. I just keep sinning, doing the same thing over and over again. I cannot get myself out of this trap. And when I do that against others, against God, especially when I sin against others, the patience wears thin. The patience stops. The love grows cold. It may become hard to forgive. Sin creeps in. And our sin does not stop with patience. When I look at others who have offended me, done against me, I am not patient. Power steps back in. It takes control, and I'm back up on my judgment seat. That's not how Jesus works with you. Ponder his patience that you hear in the Scriptures. He is kind. He's in no rush. He's in no push to get people out of the way. Think of all of the people wrapped up in sin that he deals with. He even tells you these very familiar passages in Scripture. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Yet those words are powerful words. But those words are never at the expense of you who hear them. Jesus never seeks to glorify or exalt himself. He never seeks to degrade you or belittle you with what you've done in your sins or how many times you keep sinning over and over. Jesus is patient. And he speaks the truth today. Abide in my word, and you will not see death. Patient, comforting, powerful words. The hearers say he has a demon. I have the solution to death, everybody. It's me. This is demonic. This is absolutely demonic. Jesus is judged by the Pharisees, and he in turn judges them patiently. I extended our gospel reading today from what your bulletin has. It is appointed to, it can be longer, because this is how Jesus judges the Pharisees. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father he who is of God hears God. Hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God. You have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I am a liar like you. Jesus isn't shouting at them. He's patiently speaking to them, but judging them by the word of God. Jesus is taking the word of God and reproving, rebuking, and correcting them with all manner of gentleness, patience, and teaching. He repeats this. He talks about Abraham longing to see him, and the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is Jesus, and Abraham did see him. And Jesus says, I am the great I am of the Old Testament. I can solve death. I am God in human flesh and blood. I have come for the life of the world. And they pick up stones to kill him. Powerful force against the loving, patient words of Jesus. They pick up stones, the stones that would cry out for him. Jesus, who controls the winds and the waves, Jesus, who feeds the 5,000 with virtually nothing, Jesus, who quiets a storm, does not show power with them. It's not like you see in the Star Wars movies where they have the force and everybody goes blowing back against the wall. He's patient. It's not his time. And as they pick up those powerful stones, I like to think that he patiently walks away. He walks and patiently waits for the cross. He is patient with you and with me. As I not only judge the fruits at the grocery store and judge others, as I stand as God and judge, and as I doubt the promises that he has told me that you will never taste death, as I am not patient with Jesus, but basically say, use your power and take care of my problems right now, as I live up in my passions and my desires, smashing the fruits of the Spirit given to me, as I, instead of taking up stones, shout, crucify him, crucify him. He is patient. Patient with you. patient with me, patiently going to the cross with all of you in mind. And as he goes, he patiently waits for the power of the world to be thrust onto him. He's betrayed, he's bound, he's arrested, he's whipped forcefully, flogged and beaten, having a crown of thorns pressed onto his head, crucified. All of a sudden, the world's great power trips are unleashed onto Jesus. He goes into suffering and pain, and yet he does it patiently without a complaint. Even on the cross, he is patient. He's not calling down the angelic legions who announced his birth at Christmas time, but he suffers and he bleeds. And patiently, as his heart is pierced, blood and water flow out, and he patiently speaks to you, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And he gives up patiently his spirit. But as he is patient on the cross, God always works in opposites. As he is dying patiently for the life of the world, the power of God is unleashed onto the world, shattering death, shattering our power trips, and now giving us by his Spirit the fruits of the Spirit. From the cross, his silent words, "Forgive them, it is finished," is a powerful proclamation that you are forgiven now and eternally. You have an eternal inheritance. You now are received back into God's kingdom. The power is released even more as he walks out of that tomb on that resurrection Sunday. And then you notice, when he rises, he patiently goes to his disciples. He doesn't hunt down the Pharisees. He doesn't unleash vengeance and say, "Oh, what you did this, I'm going to give you what you deserve." He patiently goes to his disciples, but he powerfully walks through a door, but then patiently speaks to them peace. "Have no fear," relieving their doubts, patiently showing doubting Thomas his powerful wounds that heal you. He is patiently in your midst and working for you today. Therefore, the Lord patiently waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. He is patient with you. Look at everything here today. Look at one another. Look at the service, the word, the sacraments. They're patient. They're comforting. They're full of peace. They're looking at you and me and saying, no matter where you are, what you've done, how much shame and guilt you feel, no matter how many times you've sinned against God or one another, he is patiently here to you today. Peaceful, patient, pouring out the fruits of the cross, all with you in mind. At this table, you're going to hear in a few moments, Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name. Here at this table and by this word, heaven is colliding onto earth. Yes, even in Arkansas. Heaven, by the word of God, Jesus being present where two or three are gathered, is colliding into here today, patiently with you, but giving you his powerful, real presence to forgive you and to strengthen you. Christ offered himself to be judged in our place without blemish to God, to purify our conscience from dead works, to serve the living God. As you receive all of these things today by the power of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit are poured into you once again. Love, peace, patience. Even to have peace, love, and patience with one another. Forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. I love what St. Augustine says about all of this here today. A very, very simple little phrase. Jesus taught us patience rather than the exercise of power. Jesus has taught us patience rather than the exercise of power. You are judged. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is your judge. He will return to judge the living and the dead. But his judgment on you from the highest of heavens to the lowest of the earth is not guilty. Forgiven. Vindicated by his blood shed for you. Every last one of those sins blotted out, taken care of. He has now reconciled you in his body of flesh through death in order to present you before him. You are now holy, innocent, righteous, and blameless in his sight. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not desiring that anyone should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Ponder his patience with you throughout your life and even today. It really is a peaceful and a beautiful thing. Having been declared righteous then by faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who looks at you today patiently and says, "You will never taste the power of death." To Christ alone be the glory forever and ever. Amen.